plug those headphones in. It's time for Ireland's only interactive podcast, the multi-award-winning Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. If you're in the Portmarnock area, why not pop by the White Sands Hotel? The Oasis Bar and Restaurant below our studio here is well worth a visit. And a load of our listeners have popped in, and nearly every one of them is raving about the chicken wings in the Oasis Bar. Now, I haven't actually had them yet, but I've smelled them and they smell delicious. So a number of different listeners have popped into the White Sands Hotel and let us know subsequently, and a number of them were raving about the chicken wings. So there you go, how random. Anyway, the Oasis Bar just below our studio has live music of the weekends. They do carvery on a Sunday and it's just a great bar. Love it. The White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock, and we want to, as always, thank them for all of their continuing support of us here on Opinions Matter. So what do we want to talk about on this latest episode of OM? I know you'll probably be afraid to talk about this, but grow some balls and debate the fact that Ireland needs to ban Muslim women from covering their heads and faces in public. That's how the message started. I'll continue to read it. This arrived on WhatsApp onto our phone last night. I work in a shop in Blanche, and I always have women coming in with their faces covered. And I find it a bit intimidating, if I'm to be honest. And it also feels like I'm somewhere like Iraq, not Dublin. If I walked into a shop wearing a balaclava, I wouldn't be served. Shops should put signs up banning them. This is Ireland, he says. Now, I didn't actually see the name on that message. Did you see the name on that guy's message?
Yes, I did. But I just need to double check if he wanted his name called out or not, because I hate when people say, don't mention my name, and then I forget that they say, don't mention my name.
Then you mention their name.
And I mention their name, and they don't get into trouble.
We'll call this person Anon, okay? Anon.
No, that's his name. Gary, actually.
Oh, Gary, okay.
He said just give his first name.
Okay, Gary. Good man, Gary. Thanks very much indeed. So...
No, sorry, I haven't been to Blanchardstown in years. Is Blanchardstown like Islamabad now? Is that what you're talking about?
No, hardly. Yes, you do see women in full face coverings from time to time, but it's very much the exception rather than the rule. Okay.
Now, having grown up beside one of Ireland's biggest mosques, which is in Clonskee, which is where I grew up, it was... No, I know the mosque is only there, 25 years or whatever the case may be. But I remember when it first came, it's a bit of a culture shock when you're walking around the corner, especially on a, I think it's a Friday, isn't it, when they all go to prayer.
Mm-hmm.
And when the streets are just packed with people in Muslim clothes, and you go, God, is this Dublin or is this... Is this Casablanca in Morocco?
I know,
but then you get used to it and you go, you know, this is actually, it's a positive thing. I love the fact that some of my son's friends were fasting during Ramadan, and that he was able to come home and say, oh, my friend, whatever his name is fasting at the moment. I love the fact that we're more inclusive and stuff like that. I think he's a bit of a snowflake. I think you're a snowflake, Gary. And I know you have the show on in the shop at the moment. And I'm going to say this to you. Hopefully you'll come on before the end of the show. You haven't really provided us with a good reason as to why they should be banned.
Well, he did. His reason was, and this is true, if you were to walk into, if you were to go down and get into your car and drive to Lidl down in Portmarnock, yeah, and put a balaclava on before you walk into the shop, you'll be stopped fairly quick. You will not get into the shop. Yes, you absolutely will. 100%. Go try it. Go on, give it a go. Go get a balaclava and put it on your head.
I don't have a balaclava.
You won't be allowed in. You'll be stopped going into a shop if you walk in with a bloody balaclava on your face. Why? Because you can't be seen. So the security camera can't pick up your face should you want to hold up the face.
It's a very bad comparison to compare a balaclava with a burqa.
It covers up your entire face.
No, because a balaclava is something that's associated with terrorism and associated with...
Why?
It's associated with terrorism and it's associated with crime.
Why?
Whereas a burqa...
No, explain to me why it's associated with those things. You're right that that's what a balaclava is associated.
That's what it is. That's
because it conceals your identity. That's why they wear them, so they can't be identified.
But that's not why
it's like wearing stockings over your face.
That's not why a Muslim woman wears a burqa.
Didn't say it was, but the same principle applies. You can't see the individual behind the full face veil. Even the hijab, which you can see your eyes through,
yeah,
you can't identify the person. You literally can't identify somebody by their eyes.
Okay, so let me ask you, before we go to the calls, let me ask you another question, and I assume you've researched this, so you'll have a good answer for me. How many crimes have been committed by women wearing burqas in Dublin in the last 6 months?
I also don't know how many crimes have been committed by people wearing balaclavas either. So I don't have those statistics.
Okay, so I was...
Why do you think that so many countries have moved towards banning burqas? Now, a burqa, just to clarify, isn't a headscarf. You're not talking about just a headscarf. You're talking about a full face covering, yeah?
Yeah.
Why do you think so many countries like, and I'll name them off, France, Belgium, the Netherlands, Denmark, Switzerland, Austria, to name but a few, have a complete and utter ban on wearing a burqa in public now? You can wear it in your own house to your heart's content, but out in public, you're not allowed. Why do you think all of those countries have gone down that road?
Why do I think?
Yeah.
I don't know. Why?
For the same reason that I'm mentioning, you need to be identifiable.
But surely, as discussed last week with one of the topics we did, surely your faith trumps everything else.
Yeah, you can still have your faith. Nobody's taking your faith away from you. Why is it then? Okay, the burqa, for example, is the full face covering for women. Why do all Muslim women not wear it? Because they don't want to wear it. So, in other words, it's not an obligation on Muslim women.
Yeah, this is a misnomer. Yes. That people believe that
it is not an obligation on a Muslim woman to wear a burqa.
Muslim women, in fact, we'll be talking to a Muslim woman in a couple of minutes. No Muslim woman is forced to wear a burqa.
Correct.
They wear it because it's...
Unless you live in Afghanistan, and they are forced in Afghanistan, which is a major issue. It's a major issue internationally in Afghanistan. And to a slightly lesser extent in Iran, there are clothing police, basically.
Well, I think if we were to bring this ban in just to keep people like Gary happy, that's going a couple of steps back.
Our number is 085-825-2626. Is it time, as Gary said, that we introduced a national ban on the wearing of a burqa? Darren!
It's nothing to do with them being Irish or not. It's nothing to do with them committing crimes. Simple reality is, if I go into a shop with me hood up, I'd be told to take it down. So why wouldn't they be told to take their burqa off? Because people are afraid to offend the Muslims in case there's a big backlash. That's all it is. And that clown Anthony, all about he's an Islamophobia. He is a fool of a man. It's nothing to do with him being Irish or not. It's common decency. Take off your burqa going into a shop. Simple as. You're not in fucking Islamabad now.
Okay, thank you very much indeed, Darren.
A very tolerant Darren. I often find people like that have never even travelled out of this country, that they lack such tolerance, that they think that Ireland shouldn't, you know, try to assimilate other cultures and stuff like that. And like Darren, the fact of the matter is, you wouldn't have a problem, or I'm sure you didn't have a problem, when all the religious L1s used to go to mass in Ireland back in the 80s with their headscarves over their heads, remember, and all that, and their crucifixes.
But they didn't cover their faces. That's the thing. This is what this conversation is about.
Even
nuns in Ireland, yes, they had their heads covered.
They don't
cover their faces. They never have.
There's no Muslim in Ireland covering her face because she wants to commit a crime.
No, I didn't say there was. I don't think anybody thinks there is. However, it's the principle of not being identifiable as a human being. Because you can't.
And again, I asked you how many crimes were committed by women wearing
burqas. This isn't necessarily even to do with crime. Let me go to Aisha. You're on Opinions Matter. How are you?
I'm great. How are you, Adrian?
Good, thanks. You are yourself a Muslim woman.
Yes, I am.
Indeed. And you say this is a hot topic. What do you mean by that?
I mean, it's this whole new thing that they're trying to push down your necks in the West, you know? It's just like pushing down this whole new LGBTQ. I mean, I grew up in Ireland in the 80s and the early 90s, and Muslim women covered their hair, nuns covered their hair, and it was all fine. I mean, if you look back to Christianity and all religions, modesty was a thing. It was mandatory to cover your hair, even if you go back to all the religions. Jewish women do it too. Now, I will say this. It's mandatory for Muslim women to cover their hair. It is not mandatory to cover their faces. It is something they choose to do. And if you're preaching freedom and freedom of democracy and freedom of speech and all this, I mean, How does this affect you?
In theory, it doesn't affect you at all. But let me ask you, for you, do you wear a full face covering? Do you wear a burqa?
I don't, because it's not mandatory. It's not compulsory, you know?
So, okay, so it wouldn't affect you if it were to be banned. Is that right?
No, but it does. Why are you choosing to ban it? It's just like what the French did.
No, that's exactly what the French did, and a number of other countries in Europe, by the way, not just the French.
But why? How does it relate to you?
Because, for example, in Denmark, the Danish government said that people wearing attire and clothing masking the face in such a way that it impairs recognizability. In other words, you are not identifiable when you're out in public.
This whole thing about trying to ban women from covering their faces, this is all the government's doing. It's not coming from the people. It is because of the governments are wanting this. And this goes back to the whole New World Order, and they're trying to oppress and decrease the, you know, Muslims in the world. They're trying to make out Muslims to be bad people. It's all been very well fed and very well. This is what they're trying to do. They're trying to get Islam and Muslims to look bad. This is what they're trying to do.
How do you think they're trying to make them look bad? In what way?
Because you see on the media, I mean, if there's a shooter or a bomber in America or in Europe, if he's a Muslim, that's the first thing that comes out.
I won't disagree with you on that. I do agree with you on that, actually. And in fact, even in Australia, with that horrible shooting last weekend, initially they were saying it was some Muslim guy on a rampage, and nothing could be further from the truth.
That's exactly it. But if it was just a teenager on drugs, he's had problems. He's going through therapy.
Let me go back to the point of for example, in Denmark, one of the reasons, as I said, was attire and clothing masking the face in such a way that it impairs recognizability. So why do some, and again, you don't wear it yourself, but why do some Muslim women choose to completely conceal their identity with the clothing that they're wearing?
It's their choice. It's simply their choice. They want to be a bit more modest than others.
And hiding your face is part of that?
Hiding your face is part of it. Yes, it's their choice. Do I go around asking why you have 101 piercings on your face? No, it's their choice.
Okay, Jeremy, it is their choice.
Do Muslims go around and say, why do you have so many tattoos or whatever? Or why are you dressed that way? We don't.
And do you think
it's their choice.
Do you think if Ireland were to introduce this law, we'll be taking a step backwards?
Absolutely. Absolutely. You're just giving in to the whole world order that they want to create.
Now, I don't know if you were listening to the start, you heard the message from Gary, who works in a shop in Blanchardstown. And he says, and this is his words, not ours, he says, it's intimidating to see a woman coming into the shop wearing a burqa.
Come on, Gary. How's that intimidating you?
Well,
I mean, Jeremy, I heard you say, now you were talking to Adrian, and I think you were saying, when has ever a woman covered in a burqa, committed a crime?
Exactly, yeah. Never.
There you go.
Not that we know of.
Well,
you can't say never. We don't know. We genuinely don't know.
I guarantee you, Adrian, if it had happened, you would hear about it.
Okay, but let me ask you this then. Why is it that if I walked into a supermarket this afternoon with a balaclava on, I would quickly be stopped by security? I would not be allowed into the store. They would turn me away.
I don't know. You should ask the security guard.
The reason being because I am not identifiable. I'm concealing my identity.
It's a matter of religion and it's a matter of choice. I mean, when you see a woman covering her face, you automatically know she's a Muslim, and it's her choice to be a bit more modest. I mean, we've known this. We've lived with Muslims. You've lived with Muslims. Ireland has many Muslims. You see this all around. We need to learn how to tolerate each other. And if you want to be diverse, and if you want to include, different ethnicities, and this is where Dublin is going to, then you need to tolerate that.
Okay, so rather than sending messages, and by the way, this is a conversation that has gone on for years, but you're arguing that rather than even having this conversation, we need to learn to be more tolerant towards the Muslim women that choose, and again, this is a choice.
And it is their choice.
Yes, yeah. And it would be not overly common in Ireland, but it is, you would see it often enough. But we need to tolerate it rather than try and get it banned.
Absolutely. And let me tell you one thing. I mean, we do in I'm currently not in Ireland, so I'm living somewhere else in an Arab Muslim country.
Okay.
And what's funny is Muslims do it to other Muslims too. So I could, like, this conversation I have had with many of family members and friends, where they treat women who cover their faces in a different way. So it's not just non-Muslims who do this. It's a human thing.
I had a argument on social media when we said we were going to be talking about this topic. I had an argument with some gobshite on social media earlier who was saying, and this argument comes up every time, if I went over to one of their countries, I wouldn't be able to build a Catholic church. Now, that is an absolute, that's bollocks, because I've been to several, I think Saudi Arabia is one of the few countries where they don't have, I've been to several Muslim countries that have Catholic churches. They've Catholic churches in Morocco.
You're right.
In Morocco, they've Catholic churches
in
Egypt, Tunisia. Bullshit. A friend of mine who lives in Dubai, in the United Arab Emirates, goes to Mass in a Catholic church in Dubai. This bullshit that people think that Muslims hate Christians, they don't. They get on with their life. They don't have a problem with a church being in their country.
We don't, absolutely not. There's actually a verse in Quran that says, "Lakum dinakum waliya din." I mean, you have your religion and I have mine. We are told to tolerate other people.
Okay, let me ask you one final question, because you say you're not in Ireland at present, but you grew up here, did you?
Yes, that's
and
right. Yeah.
What is it like growing up as a Muslim woman in Ireland?
Didn't have a problem at all. Ireland back then, people were very tolerable. They wanted to know more about our culture, our society, our religion. Never had a single problem. Coming up to the early 2000s, never had a problem with it.
So this problem has only kind of reared its ugly head in recent years?
Yes, yes.
So when you hear a conversation like this, with people calling for full face veils to be banned, you think that's a backward step?
Absolutely. And I'm telling you, Adrian, it's in the country that I live in now, too. I mean, this is like a whole worldwide thing. I'm in a Muslim country and people look down to other women who cover their faces.
But for you,
and ask why.
For you, even though you don't wear it yourself, it is a personal choice.
Absolutely. It's a personal choice. They chose to be a bit more modest than others.
Okay, stay there for one second.
And it's vice versa.
Yes,
too.
Yes.
So the women who cover their faces and wear the niqab and the burqa, they look down on other women who just cover their faces. It's a human thing. We need to learn how to be tolerable and accept other people.
Yeah, I mean, I'm looking at photographs from the Middle East here, and you see lots of Muslim women in bikinis, two-piece bikinis, one-piece bikinis. So,
it's different strokes for different folks.
Exactly.
Stay there for a second, Aisha. Let me go to Billy. You're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Billy?
Hello. Can you hear me, Adrian?
I can hear you perfectly, Billy. What did you want to say?
I wanted to say, what's called? Summer's coming here, hopefully. And I like mine, and I like to sit outside in the summer, right? I do. And then we just say it's warm in Saudi Arabia all the time. But I can't sit outside and have a drink in any of the bars in Saudi Arabia because drinking outside is banned. So I respect that if I go over there. So I'll drink in the hotel. And so if we bring in the burqa ban here, they have to respect it. There was a great prime minister there who resigned about a year ago. She was probably one of the best in the world for a long time. Her name is Jacinta Ardern.
In New Zealand.
And she resigned for, just had enough of her family reasons and stuff. And she said one time after the New Zealand Auckland terrorist attacks, she just said that New Zealand has fought hundreds and hundreds of years for their freedom. And she said everybody's welcome in New Zealand, no matter what religion or colour or their skin or anything. But she says what they will not tolerate is people trying to change their laws. If they don't respect them, she says they know where the airport is. And she's the first and only leader, really, that has done that.
Okay, but sorry, Betty, what's that got to do with women choosing to wear, Muslim women choosing to wear a full face veil?
It's got to do with if our government decided tomorrow to bring in the ban like France do. France have a massive Muslim population and they brought it in. And that's France's entitlement. They're a Christian country in Europe. And so we, if our government, they don't do much, but if they were to bring that in, they bring it in. And then if people don't like it, like Jacinta Ardern says when he's in, well, then if the Muslim people, women don't like it, well, they know where the airport is then. They have to respect their laws the same way I can't drink outside when I go to Saudi Arabia or Dubai or any of them. Like that girl that's on the phone, she says she's living in a Middle Eastern country. If she drinks, like, I'm sure she's not able to drink outside because she has to go by their law. So if we bring in the law, they have to go by theirs. It's plain and simple.
Okay, but my question is, Billy, is there a need to bring in a law like this? The guy, Gary, who contacted us said, we need a law. I found it intimidating when women walk in with a full face covering. Do we need to make the wearing of full face coverings illegal?
Why did France bring it in?
Well, you want to ask France.
Okay. Well, France brought it.
A lot of the reason, for example, yeah, they did bring it in. Yes, so did Denmark. Yeah. So have another a number of other countries.
But right, so they brought it in. So they bring it in. If they bring it in, there's nothing that people can do about it. They might respect it. I'll go home.
No, my question is there a need for us to do it here? Do you think we should ban Muslim women wearing full face coverings?
I really wouldn't be pushed on it, but I just, it's becoming different, this or that, next. People are trying to change the way we live, like.
Nobody is going to ask you to wear a full face covering, Billy. Nobody.
Not me, but I'm talking about, they're trying to get a stranglehold. You see it in London as well, where they're trying to bring in, the Shia law, whatever you call it. Stuff like that. And
I want to focus on full face coverings. Do you think we need to stop Muslim women wearing a full face covering, which you don't see that often, but you do see?
That's up to the government, but if we did bring it in, I'm saying, if they don't like it, like Jacinta Ardern said, they know where the airport is then.
Okay, but you don't even really see a need for it.
But we make the rule, but I'm saying, I go, but if we did bring it in, could they not respect the law that brought in them the same way I respect that I can't drink outside?
Okay, Aisha, do you want to come back in on that, on what he's saying?
I want to ask, so Middle Eastern countries and Arab countries, they are all defined as Islamic countries. Is Ireland defined as such a country? Is Ireland defined as a Christian country or atheist country? Or what is Ireland defined as?
It's a Christian country, of course.
So is that in the constitution? It's a Christian country.
Yes, it's Christian. Most of European countries are Christians. Ireland is certainly.
Ireland is a secular country, Billy, in that there is no pride of place for any religion in our constitution.
There you go.
Hang on. If I go, what country are you living in at the moment now?
Somewhere in the Middle East.
Right. But wherever it is, it doesn't matter where it is. Because would I be able to have a drink and walk down the street, wherever you are, with a bottle of Heineken down the street?
But you're not allowed to drink in America on the streets either.
No, but hang on. Yeah, but that's more or less for...
So you can drink in a pub, you can drink at home, you can drink anywhere you like.
You brought in rules. No, you can't even kiss in some of these countries on the beach.
So Billy, I don't know if you've seen or if you have friends that have been to Dubai on holidays.
You can go around
the bikinis,
drink in your hotel, you're allowed to drink in the hotels in Tunisia, you're allowed to drink in hotels in Egypt. Sorry?
No, but hang on, you can't drink outside. And I just said, I respect that. But like, so if the burqa comes in tomorrow, you do respect that. And ask this, as I keep on saying.
But Billy, I asked you the question. Do you feel as an Irish citizen that there is a need for us to bring in a ban on the wearing of the burqa in a public place?
Not at the moment, I don't think. But waiting to shit hits the fan coming down the next couple of years, maybe there will be. You know, and the shit as in terrorist attacks and everything, because they're all over Europe now.
So why are you bringing in terrorist attacks now?
Because people that have, a few years ago, I don't know if you remember this, people said they're going to flood the West and they're going to destroy our way of living. And all it's, and we facilitate.
Who's the
not
people?
Me, but
who are you talking about? What people?
No, hang on. Our government facilitated it. So did all the European governments. People, instead of going to Saudi Arabia and go to Jordan and Dubai and all them middle countries, all the Middle Eastern people came over on boats. From
that's because you were looking for doctors
England,
and nurses. That's why. Because
no, they're
Australia.
Them nurses and doctors are all over here on visas.
Yeah,
and they're
exactly,
legally here.
Exactly. It's a big
but I'm
world,
talking
Barry.
To people.
We
I'm
all
talking
live
about,
in
hang
it.
On. No, listen. I'm talking
we
about
need
the
to learn how to tolerate each
no,
other
hang
and
on.
Be more
I'm
accepted.
Talking about the thousands and thousands of people that have been coming over the last couple of years illegally now. I'm not talking about the
and
people here 20 years,
story.
15 years, 10
that's
years.
A whole
no, listen,
different topic.
There's been an exodus of people coming from the Middle East countries, and they don't go to the rich Middle Eastern countries because they won't take them.
Well, there's
so
been an excellent amount of people coming into my country.
No,
I work in a place full of
them,
Americans, Australians, people from New Zealand. It's happening the other way, too.
No, but
unfortunately,
a lot of them hate our way
of
life
here.
No, hang on. Unfortunately, hate our way of life. And as I said, I hope I'm proved wrong, but there's going to be a massive terrorist attack someday in the future.
Again, Billy, this is dragging this conversation in a direction that we're trying not to do today. We want to talk. We want to talk about full face coverings and whether or not
I've no problem.
You'd want to ban it now?
Yeah, no, I've no problem ban it. Yeah, because this is our country and we make the laws. And if they don't respect them, then
but you haven't given me a good enough reason why.
Well, sure, why did France ban it then?
We're not France. We're Ireland.
Okay, well, you give me a good reason not to ban it then. You want a good reason for me to tell you to ban it. I'm asking you. You give me a good reason then that we should ban it.
I'm asking the questions, Billy, and you don't have a convincing reason to ban face coverings.
Why shouldn't we? How about asking me that question? Why
because it's not a major problem here. It's not a problem. And if it is, I'd love to.
Is there a problem in France? Well, why did they ban in France then?
Why do you keep talking about France? You want to ring somebody who's in France and ask them that question? They chose to do
well
that.
Well, we should ban it from a security point of view.
After all that time, it's after you finally got an answer for me. Okay, all right. Stay there for a second, Billy. Our number is 085-825-2626. Neil!
It's because it's fucking ridiculous covering your fucking face. Your face there to be seen. And as you say, for identity as well, covering your face in the on the fucking planet Earth. What type of shite is that? That's what it's fucking for. You take the fuck off your face so we can see you. End of. Face is for fucking seeing people. It's to be out in the air, and that's what it's for. Not to be covering the bastard thing. Cheers, lads.
It's Ireland's most talked about podcast. The only podcast with live callers and live debates. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
Looking for a new job in 2024? Recruit.ie, leaders in the recruitment industry and frontrunners of all the jobs expos nationwide, are excited to launch their newest jobs board. A fantastic platform to bring companies and skilled workers together. With a huge amount of job vacancies, it's the best place to find that perfect job that suits your needs. Simply visit recruit.ie to upload your CV and apply free of charge. Companies wishing to advertise their job vacancies can contact Brona at recruit.ie directly. Find your dream job today at recruit.ie.
Is there a need to ban full face coverings in Ireland? And we're particularly talking about the face coverings like a burqa that some Muslim women, and in fact in Ireland, a small percentage of Muslim women choose to wear.
Now, did you say there was a snowflake upset on her Facebook page? What's this snowflake? What's wrong with the snowflake?
Read out the message. Okay, this is from
I love upsetting snowflakes.
This is from basically saying we've lost our souls.
Well, not basically saying. What's he saying?
I can't find it now.
Lost our souls.
We've lost our souls, yeah. Yes, here we go. Okay. So FFS, says Brian.
For fuck's sake.
You're now saying Ireland isn't Christian. Go over to News Talk, lads, and stay with the government propaganda machine. You've lost your souls.
Lost our souls. Okay, Brian. Okay. When I said Ireland is not a Christian country,
well, I actually said it's a secular country.
Now, Brian, you might have to look that up on Google and more understand what secular means. That is written into the Constitution, the Constitution of Ireland, Brian. That's not me saying it or Adrian saying it. The Irish Constitution says that Ireland is a secular state, means it's not governed or tied to any one religion, which is fucking great, because when it was, you couldn't drink on Sundays, you couldn't drink on Good Fridays, you couldn't eat, you couldn't buy meat in the shops, you couldn't have children outside wedlock. So
yes, the Catholic Church at one stage in Ireland had a special place in the state.
Stranglehold.
That special place in the state is now gone.
Yeah, and good riddance to it is Absolutely. What I say. Good riddance to all religion running schools and all that, and businesses and everything. So when we say that, we are stating facts. Now,
okay, can we go back to the conversation, which is...
Facts don't care about that snowflake's feelings. Yeah. Facts don't care about your feelings. So
let me go back to the point of whether or not we need to bring in a ban on full face coverings that Muslim women, some Muslim women, a small percentage of Muslim women wear in this country. 0858252626 is our WhatsApp number. You can send us a WhatsApp or a WhatsApp voice note. Let me go to Samantha. You're on Opinions Matter. Hi, Samantha.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Good, thanks, Samantha. Do we have a need to ban full face coverings in Ireland?
Absolutely not. I think it's a load of bullshit. It's another hype up thing that they're trying to come out with now just to store it again, because everything's gone quiet for the last while. So there has to be something else. There has to be another agenda, doesn't there?
Absolutely. And a lot of people feel that. But as I mentioned earlier on, and it is true, if I walk into my local supermarket wearing a balaclava, I'll be stopped. I will not get in. Security will tell me to remove it. They tell you to remove crash helmets. They tell you to remove scarves sometimes, hoodies, all of that.
Okay, Adrian.
Why is that? Why are you asked to remove all of those things if you walked in to a large store wearing them, a hoodie or a balaclava or whatever?
Well, a balaclava I can understand.
Why?
We regard a balaclava to a robbery, you know, something terrible going on.
Yeah, but I might want to cover my face. I might not like the cold.
Well, this is what I was going to say to you. I just want to give you a prime example. This morning I went out. You seen the weather this morning. It was raining. It was sleet. It was sunshine, right? So I had my Coco Chanel big black glasses on me. I had a padded black jacket. I had a fluffy hat on me. And I was zipped up to my throat. So all you could really see was probably my top of my nose and maybe a bit of my lip going into the shops. In and out of the shops this morning. Not one security guard asked me to take the glasses off, remove your hat. I can't see your face. Do you know? So what's it all about at the end? I think we know what it's all about. I think it's just more racism, to be honest.
Again, this is something that has been talked about all over Europe. A number of European countries have decided to ban full face coverings. In a lot of cases, for security reasons. In other cases, like in France, it's more for religious reasons, in that they don't want anybody showing public displays of religion, no matter who you are. So
I see that, and I know that's what they're doing. But what I want to say as well, we never read in the newspaper that a Muslim woman killed somebody.
No, I never have either. No,
never read that she's robbed the shop because she covered her face. But like, it happens every day in Ireland, you know, and nobody cares.
Okay, so you can see no reason at all to ban face coverings in Ireland.
No, I mean, it's your culture. Let's
But I want to wear my balaclava when I'm going out shopping later on.
But you don't, you know, and that's what we're going to come up against. We're going to have these arseholes that are the same arsehole that was saying we wouldn't be able to go to their country and build a church. That same gobshite was probably never in a church in his life. And it's usually a fella. And they're usually high-rated, angry men. So, do you know what I mean? You can see it going down the road. The same type of people, the same type of attitude, the same type of racism.
Okay, and do you believe that the sort of people that will call for a ban on face coverings are racist fundamentally?
100%, 100%, I believe that, yeah.
Well, there you are, Billy. This is fueled by racism, wanting to see a ban.
So that means France, like where they have so many Muslims, and Denmark and all the other countries, Sweden, are racist countries, are they?
I'd say it is, yeah, I'd say it is.
Well, if that was the case, they'd send them home, they'd send them out, they'd send them home, they wouldn't accept them in, you know?
That easy, Billy, you can't just send them home. Our governments and their governments have allowed them in, so it's an open door policy now. We have to just live with it. But you have to change your value, go backwards attitude, and you have to grow and embrace what's going on around us.
Yeah, I could stick a burqa on today and I could go into the ladies' toilets everywhere if I wanted. You know, that's kind of a security end of it as well, and that, you know what I mean, that could be done as well.
I know what you're trying to say there, Billy, but you're just coming across stupid because you're just saying
if I go to Saudi Arabia and I like a drink, as I just said to you, and hopefully we'll get a good summer here in Ireland, I like to sit outside drinks outside, which is preferably allowed
Billy, all I can say to you,
say something like that. All you can come up with, darling. You like a pint of Heineken. My God.
The only thing I can say to you, Billy,
you know what? You need to read the newspaper, Billy, or you need
hang on, Billy, and don't go to Saudi Arabia on your holidays, then you can have as many beers as you like.
No, but if I did, Adrian, if I had to, hang on, Adrian, if I had to go, if I had to go there for business, what I'm saying is, I wouldn't. No, but I'm saying we.
If you want to make a point, at least make a valid point.
The point I'm trying to make is we abide by their laws, so we ban the burqa, they abide by our laws. It's simple. Do you not understand?
Okay, and yes, I get what you're trying to say here, Billy, but I, again, am asking you, why do we need to bring in
I'll tell you why. Because from a security point of view, because I could let him on to be a fucking woman, I could put a burqa on, I could go, I could be.
But again, when was the last?
Have we heard anything
that's what I was going to say, Billy.
Has any man gone in with a burqa on his head and not shot? Has any man gone in to rape a woman with a burqa on their head? You're talking bullshit. So stop.
I don't know because the courts now don't. They don't report the crimes. And especially when
somebody's being raped by a man or a burqa.
Eddie has been on to us on 085-825-2626.
Hey lads, I just googled there, why do women wear burqas? And the answer I got was to stop non-related men perversely looking at them. I don't know how fucking true that is, but I got it off the internet. But if that's the case, Jesus Christ, it's very backward thinking in this day and age. And regarding burqas and security, I can see why some countries ban them, because say somebody wearing a burqa commits a serious offence and CCT has them, how do you prove it's fucking that person under that clothing? Sure, fucking didn't your man Hutch get away dressed as a woman? We all knew it was him. You're just opening up a world of fucking legal possibilities for fucking solicitors to get people off the hook.
Voted Irish Current Affairs Podcast of the Year. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
Looking for a new job in 2024? Recruit.ie, leaders in the recruitment industry and front runners of all the jobs expos nationwide, are excited to launch their newest jobs board. A fantastic platform to bring companies and skilled workers together. With a huge amount of job vacancies, it's the best place to find that perfect job that suits your needs. Simply visit recruit.ie to upload your CV and apply free of charge. Companies wishing to advertise their job vacancies can contact Brona at recruit.ie directly. Find your dream job today at recruit.ie.
Stephen, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Stephen?
How you doing, Adrian and Jeremy? Thanks for having me on the show again. I'm actually cracking up at these fellas you have on the show.
Okay, why are you cracking up?
Well, you know, there was a tweet doing the rounds in 2019, and it was, let me just read it quickly here. The clitoris has 8,000 nerve endings and still isn't as sensitive as a white man on the internet. And that, for me, is capturing what we're seeing right now.
So what do you make of this whole conversation, which is a conversation that has raged not only in Ireland, it's a conversation that has raged all over the world for many years about Muslim women who choose to wear a burqa covering their entire face not being identifiable in a public place?
Yeah, I mean, there's lots of racist states around the world. We know this clearly. Like, I was involved in a protest 10 or 12 years ago outside the French embassy with about 50 Muslim women. There was no Muslim man there. And every one of them women was absolutely radical about wearing their burqa or their hijab.
And obviously don't want to see any sort of a ban.
This is absolutely a ridiculous ban. We need to ban these PayPal patriots. That's what we need to do.
So the guy who sent the message in the first place, his name is Gary. He works in a shop in Blanchardstown. And he said, I always have women coming in and their faces covered. And I find it a bit intimidating. And it also feels like I'm somewhere like Iraq, not Dublin. What do you say to somebody like that?
Well, I feel sorry for this guy, Gary. And I really hope that it's not his real name, but other people in Blanche will know who it is. But he's talking about how he feels intimidated that woman walks into a shop with a hijab. I mean, what the fuck?
So you're basically telling him to get a grip of himself?
He wants to fucking grow up. Like, what? Cop on.
And his other argument was, if I walked into a shop wearing a balaclava, I wouldn't be served. I'd be told to take it off.
Jesus, everyone I know has walked into a shop or a bank with a balaclava has always been looked after and been given a bag of cash.
No. Yes, but you take the point. And the reason a balaclava is worn by robbers is because you can't identify them.
Well, yeah, I mean, that could be true. I mean, that's why people put ballys on when they rob a bank, right?
Exactly. So is it not the exact same principle?
Well, you know, I'll get worried about it when they start walking into the bank with hijabs on it. That's not happening, though, is it?
Well, it isn't happening that I'm aware of. That doesn't say it hasn't happened. It may have happened.
Well, I mean, we'll have to see about that, won't we? I find it very difficult to believe. I mean, a lot of this nonsense about what women can wear and what they can't wear, I mean, it originates by really racist states.
Okay, so the fundamental here that you're against is the whole notion of even attempting to think of telling women what they can and can't wear in Ireland.
Absolutely. Why should men have any kind of right to tell women what they can and can't do? I thought we were coming out of the dark ages.
And that is that's the argument ultimately, dictating to women what they can and can't wear. So you obviously don't believe there is any need at all to even have a conversation about banning burqas in Ireland.
Well, I mean, we can have the conversation and we can ridicule the PayPal patriots. That seems quite useful, but other than that, I don't see any benefit.
All right, thanks very much indeed for your call. Let me squeeze in one final WhatsApp voice note from Ismail.
How are we doing, lads? Just wanted to just add my opinion to this today's topic there. I think banning the burqa is just pointless because what stopped them from wearing a neck warmer and a woolly hat, you know, that'll still be a full face covering, you know. I think it's an odd one because I understand from the security point of view, but if that's the case, then you'll, instead of saying banning the burqa, you'll have to say banning all full face covering. And one of your listeners there was keep mentioning France. France has a ban on all public show of religion. It's just beyond the burqa. You know, obviously the burqa falls under that, but they didn't just ban the burqa. So if Ireland wants to go down that road, that means you'll have a very unhappy traveler community because they go around with the necklace of the rosary beads. So that will have to stop. You'll have to stop the Angelus on the TV. So that's another story altogether, you know. And I myself from Blanche, I don't currently live there. I know for a fact you have all the young lads going around with the balaclava. In fact, you have all the top brands like North Face and all having branded balaclavas. So I think if it's for security reason, have it as a total ban on all face covering, not just burqa. And obviously that's going to fall under the burqa, under that law. But specifically ban the burqa, then that's just maliciously targeting Muslim women.
All right. Thanks very much indeed, Ismail.
It's bizarre, isn't it, how people are triggered by this? I mean, I'm looking at one message here from Jonathan. We were trying to get you on, Jonathan. He's basically saying it's not going to be long before Ireland becomes an Islamic state with Sharia law and stuff like that.
Who's saying that?
Can I just explain something to you? To those of you, like, use some logic and some intelligence. For those of you who believe that Muslims are coming to Ireland and they want to bring in Sharia law here, the reason Muslims leave predominantly Muslim countries and come to somewhere like Ireland is so they don't have to live under Sharia law, so they can have the freedom, so they're not getting their hands chopped off if they shoplift, or they're not getting 50 lashes in a town square, or their wives are not being stoned to death and stuff like that. That's why they are moving here. They do not... put it, there's not one Muslim, I would imagine, that wants to live under Sharia law in Ireland. Would you agree?
I wouldn't have thought so, but...
No, like, why would you? Yeah. Why would you? That's why they came here.
Okay, the bottom line is, it's a divided subject, 50-50 in terms of reaction coming in. But the bottom line is, telling women what to wear and what not to wear, more importantly, is something for the Dark Ages, isn't it?
Yep, absolutely.
All right, thanks very much indeed for listening to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy. If you enjoyed the podcast, please hit subscribe or follow. Click on the little bell icon on Spotify, and that way you'll be notified each and every time we upload a new episode. I'm Adrian, he's Jeremy. Thank you for listening to Opinions Matter, and we'll catch you on the next one. Bye-bye.